Welcome to Dealcast, the voice of Merger Market, the world's premier publication about mergers and acquisitions. I'm Juliana Needham. In this episode, we're talking telecoms and boardroom coups. Spanish group Telefónica is selling parts of its business in Latin America, and the sale of its Mexican subsidiary is hotting up. To find out more, I'm joined by Iñaki Miguel, who is the senior Iberia correspondent for Merger Market, and by Carlos Martinez, who is the Canada editor. Hi, Carlos. Hi, Iñaki. Welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Hello.
Hello, Julian.
So, Iñaki, coming to you first, could you give us an introduction to Telefónica and what its recent strategy has been when it comes to M&A and divestments?
Sure. Telefónica is the biggest telecommunications company in Spain, and it has always been present in Latin America in several countries. But during the last years, and as part of its strategy, they said that they wanted to rotate assets, and they were very interested in keeping its positions in countries where it has a strong presence, like mainly in Europe, and also in Latin America, in Brazil, which is the most important market for them in the region. So at the same time, the company, Telefónica, was looking to reduce its debt, and the plan was selling some of its Latin American assets, which will help to that plan to reduce its debt. And the company is saying now that in the 2024 results that they have hit a leverage ratio of 2.58. So they are in the road to get this aim of reducing its debt.
And so a focus on Europe and a focus on Brazil. But outside that, can you talk through what the Latin American assets are and where it is in the process of selling those assets?
Yes, Telefónica is present in several countries in the region, in Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Peru, among other countries, with a very small presence.
And then, Carlos, coming to you on that, can you talk through where it is with the sale process in those countries, please?
Yes. So as Iñaki was saying, it's basically all of Latin America it wants to exit, except for Brazil. So in February, it sold its Argentinian unit to Telecom Argentina. So that's been done. That's the JP Morgan advice on that one. It's trying to sell its Peruvian unit as well, but it just filed for bankruptcy protection. So that's going to be a bit more difficult process. Just to remind, it's being trying to sell this assets for a good part of 2 years. It's been an on and off sort of thing. In Colombia, Millicom is going to buy both its Telefónica stake in the local unit, and they also had investment from the government. So Millicom is going to take over all that part. That's ongoing. It's an agreed deal. It's more like a regulator process. And the one that we followed closely, of course, was Mexico one. I was born and raised in Mexico, so it's close to my heart. So that was a big news when sort of Telefónica, most of its sort of history in Mexico, it was going against the incumbent América Móvil, the billionaire Carlos Slim. There was a very sort of nasty battle in court with regulators. So the fact that Telefónica's exit in Mexico, it's kind of like a milestone.
And so can you tell us where it is in the process of selling its Mexican subsidiary?
Yes. So we reported that there's two bidders. There's actually three bidders. One of them is Beyond One, a Dubai-based fund. And the other one, funny enough, it's Walmart's Mexican subsidiary, Walmart the Mexico. There's a third fund that we haven't really got to know the name. Apparently Beyond One is the one leading. The interesting thing you might notice, it's Beyond One and Walmart de Mexico bidding for a telecom asset. It's not a usual thing. And that is because Telefónica in Mexico now operates mostly as a mobile virtual network operator, what they call them. It's basically you're leasing the spectrum from another player and you're offering your services to clients, sort of basically what Virgin did for a lot of years. So it's selling more like an MVNO than a telecom asset. And Beyond One in 2023 acquired Virgin Mobile Latin America, which included Virgin Mobile Mexico, sorry. So that's an MVNO player. And Walmart de Mexico has its own MVNO called Bait in Mexico. Walmart has been investing a lot of the digital landscape in Mexico. It has a fintech, has an MVNO. So that's why you have that. And we even reported that the multiples, it's around sort of maximum of 4.5 times EBITDA, which is lower than what you would see in normal telecom companies. And just because the market sees Telefónica Mexico more of an MVNO than what it used to be. And just to clarify, when it got into Mexico, and venture into Mexico, was a full-on telecom operator, and its goal was to unseat the incumbent, which was América Móvil. And that was for many years, that was the goal.
And Carlos, obviously there's lots of news about tariffs between the US and Mexico. Could that complicate the picture for Walmart, being this huge American company looking to buy a Mexican subsidiary of Telefónica? And, you know, where does it leave the process, really?
To be honest, we don't know. As this moment, there's no tariffs. We might wake up tomorrow and there'll be tariffs. But as of today, that hasn't come up. It could be very well something that might change whether Walmart will go ahead with this, depending on the tariffs and how it would impact that business. What we know is the additional complication would be we have a new regulator in Mexico. It used to be an independent agency, and the last president did away with that. And now it's going to be regulated directly by the state. And this would be the first telecom deal that the state will look at and whether it would say go ahead or not. Again, it's a very nationalistic government, very much like the U.S. administration at the moment. So it's still a wild card whether they'll be happy to see a big telecom player in Mexico go to a U.S. company. But then again, Walmart de Mexico has a huge presence in Mexico, number one employer. So my guess, there'll be no problem. But I guess tariffs, it's a wild card, so we don't know.
Okay. And can you just talk through América Móvil is the incumbent player there in Mexico, but how does it fit into this situation, or where does it fit into this situation?
I think América Móvil never has been very concerned with competition, to be honest. I mean, they always publicly, they always say we sort of welcome competition. And back in 2013, when Virgin Mobile Latin America was launching its Mexican unit, it already had launched Chile and Colombia. It was very successful. And I managed, sort of in a previous life before Merger Market, I traveled to the US to interview Branson at a toll room. And I was asking, like, are you going after Slim? And he was like, yes, there's room for everyone, but we're certainly going to be a competitor. So going back to Mexico, I obviously called América Móvil, and they're like, yeah, we welcome any competition, just like they were saying with Telefónica. And then after Virgin came AT&T, which bought a Mexican, it was USACEL, it was called. And same thing from América Móvil. We welcome competition. It seems that they know like 60% market share, and it has a pretty strong grasp on that market share. It's not going to go anywhere. So they don't really concern whether it's Walmart, because it's been huge one. Like Telefónica, when it came to Mexico, was like huge. It was a number one operator in every market it was operating. Obviously that changed, and that's why they're selling Latin America assets. Virgin, the Branson name, and sort of the stories that we wrote, it was like, oh, Branson, like, it's coming to Mexico. It's going to like change everything. It didn't. And then AT&T, huge US player, nothing ever changed. So,
and just bringing it back to Telefónica, can you tell me when that process, the sale process, is likely to complete?
Yeah, that's a tough one. We don't know. We're asking. It's a tough one because of the regulatory background that I told you. Everything is changing. So we don't know when it might close. We think that sort of it's still on the first round. We still have to get that the name of that third fund involved. But I'd say definitely it's going to happen this year. It might drag until the second half of the year because of the regulatory process, just because it'll be the first deal managed by the state regulatory body this time. But certainly this, I think the parent Telefonica, that's what it's aiming for. Like this year, it wants to divest all of the non-core Latin American assets.
Great. Thank you, Carlos. And coming back to you, Iñaki, can you give us a bit more background about recent changes at Telefonica's management, including their new chairman?
Sure. Everything started with the Spanish government buying a 10% stake in Telefonica last year through the State Company for Industrial Investments. It's called in Spanish SEPI. Okay, so this year in January, SEPI executed a boardroom coup at Telefonica, which resulted in the company's executive chairman, José María Álvarez Payete, being asked to stand aside after 9 years in the role. He was the person who decided that wanted to reduce the company's debt, and for that, the sale of some Latin American assets. So this executive was replaced by Marc Murtra, who is perceived as a loyalist of the ruling socialist-led coalition in the Spanish government at the moment. Okay, because the Spanish government at the moment is ruled by the coalition led by the Socialist Party, with the Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sánchez, is the head of the party, and it has the support of several left parties and also Catalan nationalist parties. And Marc Murtra is perceived as having a very, very good relation with the Socialist Party, more of the mostly of the Catalan part of the Socialist Party. Okay, so and this decision of changing the main executive in Telefonica was supported by all the Telefonica's board members on that date, including another 10% shareholder, which is called Criteria, which is the investment arm of Fundación La Caixa. Fundación La Caixa is also the main shareholder of the main Catalonian bank that is called La Caixa, CaixaBank at this moment. So, you know, there is something like related there to know. We have to wait to see if the Spanish government is going to do something about Telefonica's strategy in the future or not. Because at the end, everything, all the sources, all the people believe that this the new chairman, Marc Murtra, has a very, very strong relation with the current government. So, not sure if he's going to do what the government is going to say, or maybe he has the freedom to manage the company and go ahead with the plans. And at this point, the company presented its results of the last year. I think it was 1 week ago. And the company at that moment has announced that they are going to review its future strategy. It seems that they are going to continue rotation assets in Latin America, but at the same time, the new chairman, Marc Murtra, has said that the company wants to drive a consolidation process in the European telecommunications sector. And Telefonica doesn't want to be a passive player in this possible consolidation in the telecoms sector in Europe. And he said that in Europe there are 41 operators, while in the US there are only 5. So at the end we have to see what the new chairman is going to do to push this strategy about consolidating European telecommunication players.
Okay, Iñaki and Carlos, thank you very much. That was Carlos Martinez, who is the Canada editor for Merger Market, and Iñaki Miguel, who is the senior Iberia correspondent. Just to point out, we are recording this on Monday, the 17th of March. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed listening, please follow the podcast. And if you're listening through Apple, please give us a rating and review. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.